Hello, my name is Tim Clifford, and this is the audio introduction to the session Our Covenant with God. In this final session, we're going to look at how through mission, service, and giving, we can form an enduring covenant with God. This is a kind of promise we make to God in response to His calling us. I am no longer my own, but yours. Your will, not mine, be done in all things. So starts the prayer from the annual covenant service of the Methodist Church. Right from the start, we are expected to wholly and totally surrender ourselves to God's will, whatever the circumstances and whatever the calling. This surrender is not something passive, but involves a promise of active service. The prayer goes on to say, I willingly offer all I have and am to serve you as and where you choose. We are committing to do something, indeed do anything, we are called to do in the service of God here on earth. Our response to His love is our love. Our response to Jesus' sacrifice is our sacrificing our life to God. Our response to Jesus washing the feet of His disciples is to carry out acts of service in His name. And so our response to God's gift of grace is to give our lives to God. All Bank of England notes famously say, I promise to pay the bearer on demand the sum of X pounds. And our whole banking system depends upon that promise being made good and the notes being accepted unquestioningly when they are presented for that amount. But that promise is strictly limited to the amount stated on the note. By contrast, our promise to serve God is limitless. We promise to respond to God's call wherever and whatever is required of us. And our promise is never ending. Indeed, it is made now and forevermore. It is enduring, everlasting, and finally concluded in heaven. Now, that is some promise. Daunting? Yes. A daily challenge? Definitely. But that promise is also inspiring and exciting. A bit like a bright shining star that leads us to a life in Christ, living in the kingdom of God. So I hope you enjoy the last of our sessions, and God bless you in your discipleship.